Today, the Georgia State Supreme Court takes up the state's ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law is in effect, but justices will consider whether a judge improperly blocked it last year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned federal abortion rights. And Florida is racing ahead with its own ban on abortions beginning at 6 weeks, which often is before women even know they're pregnant. Let's get a picture of where things stand with Caroline Kitchener. She covers abortion for the Washington Post, our editorial partner. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so Caroline, Florida is one of the states where lawmakers are expected to pass a ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, and the governor will sign it. If this ban at 6 weeks of pregnancy takes effect there, what would that mean for abortion access in the South?
It's really hard to overstate the impact that a 6 week abortion ban in Florida would have across the Southeast and really for abortion access across the country. Since Roe v. Wade fell, people have flocked to Florida in the South, where, you know, abortion is banned just across so much of the Southeast. And Florida has a lot of clinics. So it has become, even with a 15-week abortion ban in place, it has become a major destination for people seeking care.
What will women in the South do should this pass in Florida?
I mean, so many more people will have to get on a plane, which, of course, we know that many, many people cannot do, don't have the money to do, can't get the time off work.
So I want to ask you, Caroline, because it appears that abortion battles are now coming before state Supreme Courts. We saw the state Supreme Court in South Carolina overturn a ban beginning at 6 weeks this past January. And in Oklahoma, the state Supreme Court overturned a portion of the state's near total ban on abortion, saying pregnant people have a right to an abortion when pregnancy risks their health, but it's only in cases where the mother's life could be at risk. And the New Republic is calling the state Supreme Courts the next frontier in the battle over abortion. Is that how it's playing out?
I think that it is in a lot of places playing out that way. When I talk to anti-abortion folks, you know, who are really trying to do everything they can to ensure that bans both pass and stay in effect in their states, they are extremely concerned about the state Supreme Courts, because what you have seen in some states, as you said, is, you know, the courts finding even just a limited right to abortion in, you know, the privacy clauses in the constitutions, but really ruling that on the state level, the Constitution does protect to some extent the right to abortion. And, you know, once they decide that, there is, you know, not very much that the legislatures can do.
And is there a particular state that we should be watching right now where their Supreme Court is really taking this issue up?
I think Wisconsin is a great one to watch. There is a really important election coming up for one of the seats on the Supreme Court. Wisconsin has a near total abortion ban that has been in effect since Roe v. Wade was overturned in June. And it's really going to be up to the Supreme Court to decide whether or not that stays in place.
You mentioned that, you know, there is one seat up. Will that determine the balance on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Because we know Wisconsin's an important swing state where the governor's a Democrat and the legislature is Republican controlled.
Right. I mean, Wisconsin is a really interesting case because the governor and the attorney general have said, you know, right off the bat, since this, in Wisconsin, it's a pre-Roe abortion ban that took effect when Roe fell. They have been saying, you know, we don't want to enforce this. Like the attorney general has come out and said, you know, I'm not going to enforce this. But it is still very much in effect because, you know, clinics are afraid that, you know, they still could be prosecuted. So it's hard to say, you know, whether this one seat will swing the court. But that is what a lot of people are saying.
Let's talk about Wyoming. Tell us what the latest abortion restrictions are there. There's been a few developments over the past week.
Right. So Wyoming is an interesting case because they, you know, had a trigger ban that you know, was going to take effect, you know, right, and did take effect for a brief time, I believe, when Roe was overturned. But it has been blocked by the courts. And so what you saw was, you know, the state legislature come back and really try to throw kind of everything at the wall. So you saw both a near total abortion ban that was allowed to take effect without the governor's signature. And then you saw a separate ban that specifically focused in on abortion pills. So that could be something that we see in other states. That was the first bill of that kind.
And finally, I know you're keeping an eye on North Carolina. What's happening there?
North Carolina and Florida both, I think, are the most important states to be watching right now because both of those have become such major destinations. And both of those have Republican-led legislatures. So North Carolina, they're one seat away, the Republicans, from a supermajority that could override the veto of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. And there are a few anti-abortion Democrats in the legislature that could sway this one way or the other. So Republican legislators there are looking at a six-week ban, as they are doing in Florida. So nothing has been introduced yet, but that is certainly a state to keep a close eye on.
Lots to follow here. Caroline Kitchener covers abortion for The Washington Post. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks so much for having me.